My mom just listened to the podcast episode where we did facts about Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, I don't know where Jessica comes up with these things. She's like, what's up with her brain? Why is that? Why is this happening?
That's a good question. That's a fair question, in fact.
Yep.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know where I come up with it, though, to be honest. Like, it's literally, you've seen my process. It's let's say something dumb and then go until we get something funny and dumb.
Yep. 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 How was your week?
Back we didn't even do an intro. You have to say this is the show.
Intro it.
Hi, welcome to the Unholy Pod. Today is January 9th, 2021. I'm Jessica and this is Becca. Today we're going to be discussing the week's events and maybe having a little fun. That's the intro you
want? That was good. Yeah, that was good.
That's my radio voice.
Yeah, that was good.
I get so many people because I use this setup at work and they're all like, with that mic, you sound like a radio host. I'm like, have you heard about my podcast?
We have a podcast. It's real dumb.
Well, that's what I tell people. I'm like, technically, we're in here reading posts from Am I the Asshole? But mostly it's just Becca and me talking about our week and making the same 8 jokes over and over again.
Yep. 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 We got to start promoting our online presence because if the numbers are correct, we have a lot more regular listeners than we do Twitter followers.
Our Twitter followers are all of our friends who just say, oh, yeah, we'll follow whatever the two of you do because they're fools, but we love them.
Yeah, but we're going to start using the Twitter more to like tweet out some polls with some of the questions that we talk about before the episode airs so people will be able to vote first impressions. It's going to be fun.
Oh, before? I didn't know we were going to do before. I thought we'd do it when we release it and they could vote after they listen.
No, what I think would be fun is we pick one. We just tweet out the title and then we have them vote and then they'll listen and hear if they were right, if the person was the asshole or not.
I do like some audience participation. I know Brandon had asked if we would, he wants to see the post. So I'm going to put in the show notes, I think, all of the subjects we covered today.
Yeah. 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 But so follow us on Twitter and it's at the Unholy Pod and you'll get more.
Mm-hmm. Now 100% Donald Trump free. So Twitter better than ever, which is also not true. It's still bad, but like it's slightly better.
Yep. Turns out like all you have to do to get banned from Twitter is either lead a failed coup to overthrow the government or
that one I knew.
Be Ira Madison and pretend to be Beto O'Rourke on election night and say if Texas goes blue, I'll tweet my nudes.
That was pretty good, though.
Those things seem equal.
Is Ira banned forever?
Yeah. Those things seem equal in the eyes of Twitter, which I want everyone to think about long and hard. Like, if you pretend to be Beto O'Rourke and say, if Texas goes blue, I'll tweet my nudes, you're banned for life. Or if you lead a siege to overtake the Capitol and overthrow the government and kill all the members of Congress, you also will get banned for life. So those, they're the same. I mean.
But it's good to know we have those boundaries now. Because like before.
That's where the line is.
You and I were doing all those coups. We were impersonating people on Twitter. And like, it was all willy-nilly. Now we know that's dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll know for the next coup that we plan. Hey, NSA, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for subscribing. Don't forget to hit that. Smash that like button.
FBI has entered the chat. No, if I were to do a coup, it would be like a fun coup.
Yeah. Like we'd storm it, but we'd have cookies and stuff. We'd be like, we want to share these with you.
Breaking down the doors to share baked goods with our elected officials.
Knocking politely. Clunk, clunk, clunk. Hi.
Hi. We have cookies. Brownies?
You can smell them. They're not special brownies because that's a federal offense.
That is not legal in Washington, D.C.
Oh, if only they were a state and could make their own laws. Yeah, no. You and I definitely respect the law. Remember that time we murdered a hooker?
No, because that did not happen.
Oh, sorry. Remember the time we allegedly murdered a hooker?
That's better.
Whew, plausible deniability.
I'm excited to like run for Congress in 20 years and have this be the audio clip that gets surfaced.
While you're on stage, you're like, listen, at the time, my best friend, God rest her soul, was an asshole. And this is what
God
we
she's
did.
Dead.
Yeah. When she died in the uprisings of 2025, I thought, this is it. I'm free.
Oh, man.
So what a week, huh?
Yeah, the week started with Bean Dad and ended with a violent overthrow of the government.
An attempted violent overthrow of the government.
Oh, yeah. Attempted. Alleged. It's fine.
We're all trying to find the guy
that
did this.
It was a joke.
Yes.
We were joking.
You guys can't even, like, you got to just relax. You're going to do a coup sometimes as a joke.
Yeah.
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 I was on a customer call the whole time it was happening, which let me tell you, was super distracting to have going on while I'm trying to tell these people, you screwed yourself up and need to fix this and this. Because every time they're talking, I'm like, how is democracy doing in addition to your LDAP, you know?
Gonna mute myself to check on the coup real quick.
Team stepping out to cry. Gonna do a quick cry. I will touch base after that.
Yeah, I tweeted this picture, but I've been using a productivity journal to like track my like days and to plan out like to keep track of like how much productive time I have each day. And at the end of each day, you're supposed to reflect and you give yourself a score 1 to 10 of how productive you were, and then like write in like your explanation, like what went well and what didn't go well. It's been really helpful, but it was just funny on Tuesday. I gave myself a 2 out of 10 and it said, "What happened?" And I said, "There was a coup."
An attempted coup. We have to be clear.
Attempted coup.
And they would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling idiots. It's just them. They're the idiots.
Yeah.
I do wonder, like, what was the plan? How many of the people
they
in there were organized on the plan? Well, some people, I think, did. Because, like, you've seen the pictures of the guy with the handcuff tie things. The zip tie handcuffs and... Like, people had guns and military gear.
Yeah. So I think there wasn't a centralized plan. The centralized plan was, like, Trump told these people at the rally, let's all go march to the Capitol. And he did not clarify, like, don't go in the Capitol. He just said, we're going to march to the Capitol. And
he should have been more specific. That was the true failing of the president.
Thing was that certain police were very much in on this and just let them all in.
Did you see the one in the video that was like, we don't agree with you but we respect you, and like he just lets them walk in?
I saw a video of there was a woman who was like, she walked in with the protesters and she had a camera in the face of one of the police officers and she was like, hi, I'm press, like, could you explain what's going on here? And like, as people are flooding past him, he's just like, no one's allowed in.
You can't be in here. I saw that one too.
As people were walking past him, he's just like, yeah, nobody's allowed inside. And she's like, what?
Seems like a lot of people are inside.
Yeah. So I think for most people, the goal was probably just chaos. But then there were people who brought weapons. Chaos. And like, there are videos of people climbing in the windows and being like, let's go kill them all. Like, let's find them and kill them all.
Yeah.
Specifically, Nancy Pelosi, I think, was the main target because she's in the line of succession.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like the highest, as of right now, the highest ranking Democrat. And so I think that was a lot of them, their main plans, because they went to her office and like stole laptops, and some of them were specifically trying to kill Nancy Pelosi. So. Fun stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And in the middle of that, for lunch, I had leftover brisket that I had smoked last weekend. So that was fun. And then came back to the coup. You know, you step away, you give yourself a minute, and you hop right back in.
That was one of those days, like, I'm low on groceries right now. And so I've just kind of been, like, scavenging. I've either been, like, getting Jimmy John's or, like, just getting whatever's in my fridge.
Jimmy John's so long.
So I think on Wednesday I had like a waffle with some Nutella on it for breakfast,
mm-hmm.
a hard-boiled egg.
Of course.
An entire bag of baked Cheetos Puffs.
That's reasonable. What size? Like a family size bag?
Yeah, like a bag.
Oh, that's so good. Like I would love Cammy to eat a lot bag of, them. Of Cheetos. Cammy can eat Cheetos?
I don't know if she can, but I was really stressed. So we were just sitting on the couch and we were both watching the TV. She like watches the TV, especially when there's like exciting stuff on. Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting there and I would eat one and then I would give her one and then I would eat one. And because it was so soothing to me, like I was so stressed and there's nothing more relaxing than watching a dog eat Cheetos because they like take it in their mouth and then they go.
Oh, she so chomp.
Cute. I needed it. I needed it. Candy. And I mean, I don't think there's any toxic ingredients in Cheetos, but it's probably not nutritionist for dogs. Like, it was just
she had them orange cute. Teeth afterwards.
Her poops have been fine, so I think she's okay.
That's the same way I measure my own health.
Yeah, that is how you're like. That's because I mean that's kind of your only measure with a dog is of like if things it's like their nose and the consistency of their poops.
Mm-hmm. Do you do the taste test on them too? I know when I was younger, we used to. You get a good scoop on your finger and just, you know, make sure that nothing seems off in it.
The good thing about rescuing a former street dog is they have
She knows. She's very street smart.
Yeah. Well, she has like a stomach street of smart. Steel. She can eat most things and then like things that are toxic. Like one time I was home for the holidays and I walked in on my dad just giving her grapes. And like grapes are toxic for dogs. Like they can't have any amount of grapes.
Why does your
and
dad hate
what candy? She was. What she was doing is she was like taking them and then walking over to the hardwood and then kind of like chewing them a little bit and then spitting them out. But then she would walk back over and get another one.
She's just being friendly. She's like, he seems to really like this.
He's enjoying this, so I'm going to keep it going. But she knew not to eat them.
I love her.
Yeah. So
I was sad because I think you tried to video call on Wednesday and I was like, hi, I'm in a customer call for 5 hours. So
yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. I was just trying to give people the content of Kimmy eating Cheetos.
It was good. I'm sad I missed that content. We can give her some. Really. When I visit, I'm going to bring her own bag of Cheetos. Does she like crunchy or does she prefer the puffs?
She likes the puffs. I still have a little bit. I guess I didn't eat the whole bag. So I could bring her in here and do some ASMR into the mic of Kimmy eating Cheetos at the end.
Yeah, that's what the people really want. Yeah.
You got to listen all the way to the end to get that content.
That's the treat. Yeah, Chris messaged me during the day because I was going to go stay over at their place for the evening and was like, hey, I know things are really stressful because I had told them like I've been on this call forever. I haven't had time to eat or get water because it was like a P0 for the customer. So they were like, you don't have to come over if you want, if you just need to relax. I was like, oh, no, coming to see you is the relax. Like, I really need to do that. And they're like, oh, good, because they still wanted to see me. So. It was nice to we watched Young Justice, which I had never seen because I don't really get into a lot of the DC stuff, but it seemed silly and pleasant, so that was nice.
Yeah, I've been doing like strength training at my brother's, and we've been doing it like Wednesday nights and then Sundays. And so Wednesday night, I like really wanted to just be like, yeah, I don't know, I don't really want to, but it was upper body, so it was like a good anger.
You got to train for the upcoming Civil War.
Yeah. Gotta get fit. Gotta get fit for that. I've lost almost 8 pounds in the past 8 weeks.
So. Where did it go?
That's a good question.
It comes out in your respiration, your pee, obviously some poops, you know, but your body absorbs a lot of stuff before it poops. That's just science.
Okay.
I
think it gets burned
at my
for energy
weight,
mostly.
So. No, that doesn't seem true. That's respiration. You're breathing out, you're burning, and then you're like, and then.
You don't breathe out fat.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You don't know what I eat. That's not true.
You go to breathe out. I eat a lot of salad. It's just like bacon grease comes out.
And I'm like, save that. That's good. You can cook with that.
You can cook veggies with that.
I do, when I make my chicken for my salads, I do it in the bacon fat. So I do just pan kind of sear it, and I use bacon fat instead of butter or oil. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I make BLTs, and I just get more bacon fat. It's the perfect cycle.
Nice. Yeah. So weird week.
Yeah.
Weird week for sure. Should we talk about Bean Dad? Should we even discuss
that? Oh, like it feels like it was 100 years ago.
That was
stupid. That was that guy. Just give the kids some beans. And why beans?
Well, he later admitted that he exaggerated most of the story.
Of course he did. But
like
why
a
even
cool parent?
Yeah, like what was the
point of it? Here's the thing. Where like I almost immediately stopped reading it because I was like, what parent when your kid is like, I'm hungry, I want a snack? Is like go to the cupboard.
Moment.
Go no, not even that, but like go to the cupboard and fetch yourself a can of baked beans. Baked beans are a summer barbecue food. Who is like, oh, a light January snack? Baked
a
beans.
A whole can of baked beans.
Baked beans. And then when he's like, neither of us is going to eat until you figure out how to open this can of baked beans. The thing
is
like
it was dumb. It was honestly just so stupid. I'm like, I don't want to pay attention to this.
I could see my dad doing something like that, but like as soon as but it wouldn't be like, I'm gonna let you sit there for 6 hours and cry while you try to figure it out. It was like it would be like after like half an hour, you'd probably be like, all right, I'll get it started and then you figure it out, and then I'm gonna have you do the next one by yourself. Like that's what you do. You like
and then you'd be like, I don't wanna eat two cans of beans. Don't make me do this.
It's a lot of beans. Yeah, that was the weirdest part for me was that for his kid's snack, he was like, let's have baked beans.
Maybe like, he's just a bad dad. And he, every time he goes to the store, he's like, I know I should get like bread and turkey, but instead all I got was these beans.
I don't know what kids eat.
Yeah, what's someone please? It's that tweet where he's like, budget, rent $500, car $200, baked beans $3,000. Please, my family is going broke. Someone who's
What's
good with money, help
with my
us.
Budget? Yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like somebody who's like clearly trying to brag about something, right? Like he thought that that whole thread was like, look at how good of a parent I am.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing was so fucking weird. None of it made sense.
And
like
Ken Jennings, who I already don't really like because he seems kind of full of himself, gets on and is like, Bean Dad is the most important person in the world. He's hilarious and I love him. And now he doesn't get to host Jeopardy, supposedly.
That's the hill that Bean or that Ken Jennings was willing to die on. Was that
a hill of
Bean Dad?
Yeah, I didn't understand that. I just didn't care. I was annoyed and it quickly got overshadowed by the rest of the news. It was actually kind of, in a weird way, it was nice when the election was happening for Georgia, like to sit and watch returns and kind of hang out because it was much lower stakes than the other one. And as the numbers were shifting favorably, like that was pleasant. But then the next day it was like, oh, God, oh, God.
Yeah,
they did win. We won in Georgia, though. So,
yeah,
although I'm hearing that one of these independent that normally votes with the Democrats could flip and become Republican, which
Joe Manchin.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
I think it's Joe Manchin.
That sounds
He's always
right.
been like a more conservative Democrat.
Where's he from? Know.
West Virginia.
Mm.
Yeah.
Almost heaven, West Virginia.
That's right.
The thing is, that song's not about West Virginia. It's about the western,
about the western
part
of
Virginia.
Virginia. You're right. That one was for David.
Yeah. David, thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
Every once in a while, David will just come in hot with a, here's the situation. This song is not about West Virginia. It's about the western part of Virginia.
And then he made us play that at a show almost a year ago now. We played it on our Valentine's Day show last year in Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. And like the whole crowd loved it. But Becca introed it by being like, we don't want to play this. David is making us do it. So I guess here we go. But then everybody loved it. And I was like, nice.
Remember
I edited that commentary out of the video.
Remember when we played Bring Me to Life, but you played it in
keys.
The wrong key?
Yeah, I didn't write down the capo location correctly. And we were like, oh, well, we'll just keep going. That was weird because then I was trying to sing. I was like, my parts are not in this key.
Yeah, oops. I was like, we were off by a fourth, so it was like kind of
some
okay.
of it worked. Yeah, I think the crowd was like, "What an interesting take." That's not one that's uploaded either. I was like, we can skip putting this one
no
up
one
there.
We can forget
on the
that
whole
that
though.
Happened.
That was a good show. I liked that show.
That was a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Should we do some posts?
I guess. I mean, I'm content to just kind of hang out.
Well. all right.
What do you want to
start with?
I'm going
to start us off with what the fuck but long.
So what the fuck?
Yeah. Hold up. It's loading. Okay, here we go.
Postmates says my discount expires soon.
This title. There's a lot going on here. All right. Am I the asshole for telling our server she had a beautiful scalp at my wife's birthday dinner?
They're like, have you decided? And you're like, if I could, what a beautiful scalp you have. Can you just flake it down onto my pasta? You dust my wets?
This is a long one, but I think it's going to be a journey. This happened before the coronavirus was a thing, in case you're wondering. Obviously, right now, we're staying in as much as possible and supporting local businesses through takeout and delivery.
Sure.
So this was over a year ago, and my wife won't let it go. I'm looking for some external input. Go to marriage counseling.
I need an adult.
I took my wife to our favorite local spot for her birthday. Everything was good as usual, but we had a server neither of us had seen before with a somewhat striking appearance. She was completely bald. Normally, I wouldn't say anything about something like that because I'm afraid of being rude, but towards the end of the dinner, the server made a joke about she and I having the same haircut. I'm bald. Thank you for clarifying.
Okay.
I said something
along the lines. Okay, the server made the joke.
Okay. All right, it's about to get yikes. I read ahead. I said something along the lines of, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm curious. Are you bald by choice? Turns out she was, which was a great relief to me since I didn't want to pry into it if she was sick or involuntarily bald for some reason. Then why would you ask? She was more than happy to talk about it and told me how she'd always loved bald heads and wanted to try it. She said she got positive feedback and just kept her head shaved. I told her that I loved it and thought women could look very beautiful bald, even though it's not something you see often. I told her she had a great head shape for it and joked about offering razor recommendations. It was a light conversation, and that was the end of it. For the rest of the meal, my wife was silent. I could tell something was wrong. When we got to the car, there was a moment of pause between us, and I asked if something was wrong. She said, are we going to stop at Walgreens and pick up some clippers? That's so petty. I love it. I asked her what she meant, and she said, obviously, I was enthralled about our server's shaved head. She had to do something to win her husband's attention back. I was blatantly flirting with our server, apparently. It spiraled into a huge fight with my wife accusing me of wanting to experiment with an exotic-looking woman because I was tired of my boring old wife. Wife sounds super insecure. I can't deny that in the moment, I probably looked like I was flirting with our server. It was not intentional, but I guess it could have seemed inappropriate at my wife's birthday dinner. I did find her attractive, but my wife will always come first. I'm attracted to her, and I love her. That's why I married her. Even now, she makes little references like, I guess I'm not as interesting as bald goddess. Or does this look good on me, or do you need to show some scalp? So am I the asshole for this? I just want things to be okay. I've tried apologizing, but nothing will stop it.
I think we have to read the edits first because it's half the post is edits.
Yeah. All right. Edit number one. Starting to see people making comments that indicate that it's never okay to talk about balding in public. I reject this completely. I did not bring this up out of nowhere. The topic came up when the server pointed out in a jovial fashion that she and I had the same haircut. It was a brief conversation with zero negative or uncomfortable vibes. When we left, I said bye to the server and she pointed at her head and gave me a little thumbs up. I get the feeling we would have gotten along well as friends, so this isn't the issue. Edit 2. Good grief, you guys. Let me clear something up. My wife is 25 and I am 24. Okay, there it is. The server looked older than both of us.
Wait, he's bald?
Yeah.
How very Patrick Stewart of him.
I don't know. Some guys just start balding early and they don't want to deal with it, so they just shave. So anything in flirting with a younger woman is wrong. Wait.
I think
so I think people assumed that he was like an old bald guy flirting with a younger woman. Also, my wife suggested I don't find her attractive anymore, which is completely wrong. Why would I marry someone I didn't think was capital H-O-T? She is plenty attractive. I'm reading everything you're sending, and it's a split down the middle as far as I can tell. All I can tell you is please read carefully. No one was trapped in a conversation with me they didn't want. As I said, the server got my attention as we were leaving. Do you get the attention of people you're glad are almost out the door? Also, I don't remember the conversation down to the last detail, but it was maybe a minute tops. Hope this gives things a little more clarity. Edit 3. LMAO, y'all. I see my post got tagged. For the listeners, it was tagged as asshole. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that means that they counted or what, but I guess what I'll do is apologize to my wife in a more formal way. See if she'll tell me why she's been bringing this up over and over. She doesn't seem mad anymore, really. It's just coming up every time she talks to me, and it seems like... every time she talks to me, it seems like... I've never addressed it, but I've already apologized sincerely right after it happened last year. Again, numerous times. I don't know how I can do it any better. Also, y'all are ridiculous. I got 2 messages saying I should get divorced immediately, and one person said it was evidence of some kind of crime and I should mm-hmm. be in jail. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I can't with that one. Thanks to everyone who gave me reasonable input. I guess when this many people see a post, I'm going to get a few unhinged people. I will make an update if I ever get to a solution, if this sub is okay with that.
I don't think he's an asshole. Like, it's awkward.
No, not
I don't
asshole.
Think he's an asshole. I think they have issues in their marriage, which I know is your normal stance here, but yeah. I want to take it this week. They need counseling.
They are very young. Again, this is
she's H-O-T, capital
H-O-T. People shouldn't get married when they're this young.
They can she sounds, if they want to. That's their choice, but like...
She sounds
they
really
They need to
insecure.
Work on stuff, yeah.
Yeah, the wife is... I don't think anyone's an asshole here, but I think... that the wife is very insecure, and so you need to figure this out. Like, to be that, I mean, I can get it when it's your birthday dinner and your husband is complimenting the server, but you're married, so you need to be secure in the fact that he wants to be with you.
They bonded not, over their bare heads. Like, who cares?
Yeah. I don't think he's an asshole. I don't think anyone here is the asshole. The commenters are really coming for him.
Yeah, I looked at a little bit of that, and they seem so angry.
Yeah, people, you're the asshole. You were flirting with your server in front of your wife. Imagine if you had a male server with long hair, and your wife told him, I love that. And she thought men could look really beautiful with long hair, even though it's not something you see often, and that he had a great head shape for it. Flirting. See, I don't really think that that's flirting. And, like, it's borderline, for sure, but, like, it... to me, I wonder if he's given her reasons to think this way before. Like, has he been openly flirty with women before or something like that? Like,
yeah, that's I'm wondering what the background is here, but...
It depends on his personality. Like, I've said this before, but my dad is very, like, very friendly with everybody. And so I could see, like, if people didn't know him, they would assume he was flirting. Like, this is some shit he would do if he were bald. And a waitress was bald, he'd probably be like, oh, I like your haircut. Ah. Like, but you have to know the person and know whether or not that's flirting. So I wonder, like, if he's never talked to another woman like this before, I could see why she would be like, why all of a sudden were you, like, complimenting this server? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think there's just not enough information here. From what he is saying, I don't think anyone here is the asshole. And the commenters are the asshole because everyone is like, you're the asshole, you're the asshole, you're the asshole. I do think it's a bit of an asshole move to ask someone if they're bald by choice because that, like...
Yeah, because what if it's not a choice and it's like...
What if they're like, oh, my mother has brain cancer and I shaved my head in solidarity?
Yeah, like that it could be an awkward conversation.
Exactly. So... Like, why even bring it up? But he's saying, well, the server brought it up. Yeah, but you don't need to ask. Like, she could just be joking. Like, what if she, like, has cancer and, like, she jokes about it to cope? And then you're like, well, are you bald by choice? And she's like, no, I have 2 months to live. Like,
yeah. Just really like working at this restaurant, though. So I figured I'd hang out.
I need to work here to pay my medical bills so my family doesn't go bankrupt.
Beautiful. I love this country.
I do, like... So somebody says you're the asshole. As a rule, you should not tell a waitress or waiter or any person whose job it is to serve you that they are beautiful or comment on their appearance at all. I just don't think that that's true.
Here's another post from this guy, though, this same throwaway account that says, am I the asshole for putting MSG in my wife's food when she claims to be allergic to it?
Whoa.
So let me read this. My wife swears that MSG gives her all kind of horrible medical problems. Through careful experimentation and a big bag of MSG I got on Amazon, I've found that the problems only occur when she knows there might be MSG in the food. All the evidence says it's totally harmless. By the way, I know it is a migraine trigger for some, but that's rare and quite complicated because migraine triggers are different for everyone. And some people are sensitive to sodium amounts in their food. She doesn't have migraines at all. That said, it's hilarious to watch her comment on my on how my food is so delicious. She uses the same ingredients. What's the difference? LMAO. So a couple of people have told me IRL that this isn't cool, but they're people who buy into the MSG myth. I also put it in food I make for other people without telling them. So far, no adverse reactions have ever been reported. Ethically, I don't see why it's any different than putting a spice someone thinks they don't like in their food, which I have done many times. And yes, I am the guy from the post about my wife being upset that I complimented a bald woman at dinner. I'm not up for discussing that right now, so please don't ask. Edit, no one is allergic and having reactions to MSG. This is not the same as putting an allergen in someone's food. LMAO. I've been putting MSG in food I make for myself and other people for probably half a decade now. My wife didn't tell me she was so sensitive to it until a couple years after I met her, which means she'd been ingesting it for all that time. She never had problems and didn't know it was in the food. It's the placebo effect, and it's clear to see that. I may delete this because this sub seems full of reactionary people who don't know a thing about chemistry. Edit too. Y'all are too much. I couldn't sleep and thought it might be interesting to see what the consensus was about this. I think I have the answer loud and clear. I'll probably delete this in the morning, but whatever. Have your fun calling me out.
I know I say this a lot, but these people shouldn't be married.
I think this guy's kind of an asshole. Like, if she doesn't want MSG, whether you think it's stupid or not, just don't.
I don't know anything about MSG, but just don't. MSG is basically like a spice. I think it's kind of like a salty spice.
Well, I love salt.
Commonly used in Asian food. And it, the origins of the myth that it's bad for you are all racially based.
I was going to say, it's like anti-Asian sentiment, right?
Yes.
That was my understanding.
So it's all this thing about like, oh, well, don't go to these Chinese restaurants because they put MSG in everything. And
when you make it an
acronym like that, it sounds like a chemical, but it's not. It's just like a spice. So I like the top comment here. It says, I don't have a dog in the MSG fight, so I'm going to take this from an MSG is totally safe standpoint, to be fair to your perspective. Doesn't change the fact that you're the asshole here. And then he quotes the poster and says, through some careful experimentation and a big bag of MSG, I got blah, 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 I found that the problems only occur when she knows that there might be MSG in the food. Your wife is your partner, not your damn lab rat. Experimenting on people without their knowledge and consent is fucked up, even if it's something that's completely harmless. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter whether or not it is actually safe. She doesn't want to eat it. Mm-hmm. And you're slipping it to her to try to do some experiment. What's your end game here? What is the end goal? Like, in 10 years, you're going to be like, well, I've been feeding you MSG this whole time.
You absolute idiot.
Yeah, this is so stupid. And he said in the edit that he had been cooking for her for a while when she told him that she couldn't eat MSG. At that point, he could have just been like, no, you can, because I've cooked with it before and you've been fine. Mm-hmm. Like, that was when he could have been honest. But now he's like dug himself into this hole. It's like, what's your end plan here, dude? Like, in 5 years, are you going to tell her? 10 years? Never?
He's playing the long game. The first time they have a kid and she's like, we can't give the kids this MSG. It'll destroy them. He'll be like, actually, guess what? Fun story.
Also, like, what if somebody was actually allergic to it? And he's putting it in all his food he's cooking for his friends. It is a potential allergen. Like,
yeah, I mean, lots of things are.
Right.
And if you're cooking with it, whatever, if you don't know, if you have no reason to think someone would have a problem with it, okay. Because, like, I don't, when I make food for people, I don't necessarily go, oh, can you have this? Yes, that's the difference, is he's intentionally, he knows she doesn't want it. Yeah. It's like, you care more about being right than about doing what is right for your partner. So, like, the hell is wrong with you?
This is why people shouldn't get married super young. Again,
just don't get married at all.
I'm going to say it again. This is
when we get shirts printed for the show, it's going to say, you shouldn't be married, the unholy pun. That's the overall arc here.
It's just, there's just so many of these posts with people that get in there. They've been in a relationship for so long, mm-hmm. since they've been so young, and they have deeply rooted problems with communication and fundamental understanding of one another. And they're doing very manipulative things. And it's like this, we only really see this with people that have been together since they were really young. Like, they're 24 and 25, and he's talking about how he's been cooking for her for 10
for five,
years. So obvious.
Didn't he say, maybe they're related.
He said, oh, half a decade now. Okay.
Yeah,
so they've been together since they were at least 19. Like, that's young. I don't know. This is a totally different topic. But this is just all the stupid relationship posts that we see. The context is always like, we're 22. It's just like, okay, break up.
Yeah. So I don't think the bald story, I don't think he's an asshole because of that. I think he's just an asshole in general.
In general.
Yeah, it's unrelated, so to speak.
An unhealthy marriage, very weird dynamic. So I can see, if he does shit like this, I can see why when he complimented a waitress. Like, if this is just, I can see if that's his underlying energy is like always trying to like spite her or like prove things to her. Like, that probably pops up in more ways than just this MSG fight, right? Like, then I can see why if it's your birthday dinner and your husband compliments the waitress and, like, has this little back and forth, I could see you getting in the car when you go to leave and being like, that was fucked up. Like, mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's like, that's the difference, is the context of, like, what led to this moment. Because clearly it's an overreaction to have your husband compliment a waitress and have you be like, I'm going to go shave my head, because clearly that's all you want. Right?
And then,
like,
go on about it for a year, too.
She could be dramatic, but it sounds like there's a bigger problem here.
It absolutely does, Becca. You're right.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for your input on that one.
That was a big one.
All right. I'm going to do this one called Boomers, Lesbian.
That seems right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's redirecting me. Wow. Okay. Am I the asshole
title
for not letting my mother, in quotes, grieve her daughter? I am a rainbow flag woman and throughout my life have been described as tomboy.
Rainbow, does that just mean gay or like?
I would assume gay or queer or something like that. But
rainbow flag.
Throughout my life have been described as tomboy. I feel like this is a bit of an outdated way to say it, but pretty much a woman who isn't extremely feminine.
Okay.
My mother always wanted a feminine daughter. She is pretty into sewing, clothes, dresses, and would have loved to have me play with dolls and be into things considered more feminine. I have tried a few times in my life to humor this, but it's not me. For example, my mother made me a dress for graduation. I think this was about both of us, to be fair. She wanted to have a feminine daughter for the night, but she also wanted me to look good for me. I look back on this with mixed feelings. It's true in my photos that I looked nice, but I also felt extremely uncomfortable. Sometimes it's clear my mother has issues about who I am, but she's generally remorseful when she says or does something inconsiderate. I think she's just had a tough time getting over stuff she was brought up to believe. Recently, she was going on about how my aunt has a lovely daughter, and she doesn't know how my aunt got so lucky. She hates my aunt. To be honest, my aunt is not very likable. My cousin is very feminine, attractive, and has young children. She was going on, and I said, it sounds like you would rather have her as a daughter. My mother said, for the grandchildren, maybe. She said it in a joking kind of way, but I think she meant it. And yeah, I probably shouldn't have asked if I couldn't handle it, but my insecurities got the better of me. I can't have children. It's not about me being rainbow flag. Why do we not say whatever word you're trying to represent with that? Yeah. Although it sounds like your mom might have made you uncomfortable. If a future partner was willing to do it, I would, or foster, but I can't have genetic children due to my health. This doesn't keep me up at night. I'm okay with it going either way, but it didn't feel good to be compared to my cousin. My dad and I are close. I told him I was upset about my mother and how she acts sometimes. He said it's hard for her, but I have to let her grieve her daughter. I was like, I am her daughter. I'm not dead. And he was like, no, no, the daughter she wanted, and proceeded to reiterate how my mother wanted a feminine daughter and I should be more considerate of the fact that she's grieving the loss of that daughter. And that realistically, I have to come to terms with the fact she might never fully get over this. I hung up on him and I haven't spoken to my parents for 2 weeks. I don't actually think it's realistic for me to expect my mother to change. I think he has a point and I will talk to them again, but I just need a bit of space. They want to talk to me again now. My dad said I'm being an asshole to get so hung up on this. I just need to let her grieve without making her feel bad, especially in the current world situation. It's time to get over it now. We're family. And what am I trying to achieve here? I don't know what I'm trying to achieve, to be honest. Am I the asshole? Should I be more considerate of her grief? So I have some thoughts.
You do?
This is the same kind of stuff I heard from my mother. To her credit is better now. But early on...
Shout out, Eileen.
Yeah, what up, Eileen? So early on, and this is something you see with parents of trans kids, is they see like, oh, my son or daughter is dead. I have to grieve that person. And to an extent, that's true. But that isn't even really the case here. Like, your daughter's still a woman, right? They're not changing gender identity or anything like that. It's just how they present themselves, which isn't necessarily tied to your identity for everyone or even your sexuality. And like, mm-hmm. Why can't you just be happy with who they are? To me, this is a problem where parents who get into their head who their kids will be, or they project their own stuff onto them and can't accept when they're their own people. I don't know how old this person is, but they seem old enough to kind of know who they are.
Yeah.
Although I feel like the mom must have given them some hangups because they keep posting the rainbow flag instead of just saying I'm gay or whatever, whatever you are. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter. I feel like the mom has been probably overbearing and controlling, and that's what I got from the story. So I don't think this person's an asshole. I think it sucks that the mother can't respect who they are. And maybe if the mother was more open to that and didn't try to push and push, the daughter would be more open to being like, yes, I understand you had goals and hopes for me that I'm not going to, you know, live up to, but that's your problem to deal with. Like, this person seems fine. I don't like when parents do this. And like I said, to my mom's credit, we're in a much better place now, and she's grown and learned, and I've become more understanding of some of the aspects of the parent's side. But at the end of the day, you have to be your own person, and like the parents have to respect that, and if they love you, they will celebrate that you are happy with who you are. What you're doing doesn't hurt yourself or anyone else.
Yeah. I think there's a way to have a conversation. Like, this person's not the asshole. But I think there's a way to have the conversation of, like, I understand that you had these expectations and that it must be hard for that not to be the case and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Even though it's wrong for them to put those expectations on you. But it sounds like the mom isn't even giving you a chance to have that conversation. Like, because she's just telling you these horrible things. Like, I wish, you know, I had, like, my niece as a daughter instead or whatever. Like, right, like, that's just shutting down that conversation, period. It sounds like the mom might be from a very, like, maybe boxed in kind of culture. If anybody watches, there's a really good Netflix special by Fortune Feimster. It's called Sweet and Salty, I think. And so she's gay, but she grew up in North Carolina, in a very conservative culture. Yeah, and like, her mom similarly wanted her to be like very feminine and like made her like do the debutante thing that all the like Southern girls do and all this stuff. And eventually she like just came out as gay and like told her mom, and there's a very heartwarming story at the end of it. But it sounds like this might be a similar situation where the mom was maybe from an older culture and like had expected, okay, I'm going to have a daughter, so she will also like sewing and dresses and playing dress up and all these things. And but like, you should, like, I'm not a parent, but I don't think anyone should go into having a kid with any kind of requirements of who they want their kid to be. Like, you should be having a kid because you want to like bring an interesting human into society, and like they're gonna like carry on civilization, right? Like, but in terms of having expectations about the things that they will like and not like, and like, that's not why you should have a kid, right? So it sounds like the mom has some things to work through, but that's not your problem. So I think it's perfectly reasonable to say, no, I need space. because my mom straight up told me she would rather have my niece for a daughter. So, or her, yeah, your cousin or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, like that's, that takes a bit to come back from. So I don't think it's fair for your dad to just be like, no, she just needs, you know, she's got to grieve the fact that you are dead to her.
So I like the first comment here says, not the asshole. Tell them it's hard for you when they have to accept that they have to let you grieve the loving and accepting parents that you wanted, which I think is great, because that's like, it just turns it around and says, listen to how dumb this sounds. Like, yeah, we have our expectations, but at the end you have to accept who people are. Like,
yeah,
they're telling you, this is who I am. This is how I want to present myself. Like, who cares? Let them be happy.
Yeah. Sounds like this person is happy, although, maybe not super confident about their identity.
Yeah, I worry about
rainbow flag
about that. But yeah, it's interesting to be able to kind of identify with that, just because of the similarities in conversations I had with my mom early on. And even the therapist that I was required to see was, they make you see a therapist before they give you hormones. I don't know if you know that, but I had to go talk to somebody for them to be like, okay, you're not crazy. You actually do feel this way. I was like, thank you. I know. at any rate, the therapist brought up the grieving process for parents and how it is to them, like losing a child. And I was really, it was super frustrating for me, is because I was like, they've never been able to actually know me because I was not telling this to them for so, so long. And like, I honestly thought when I came out and finally told them, like, this is really who I am, that we would bond over. And it was like the opposite thing. And I was, that was hard as a kid to, I mean, as a kid, I was like 27, but it was hard to not have it be like, oh, okay, the pieces are finally together and we can have a real relationship. But to me, that made it even harder when they were grieving. So I was like, you never knew me. You didn't like who I was. Like, you thought I was not going anywhere in life, and I wasn't, to be fair. But like, you're grieving a person that was bad and not doing well. So shouldn't you be happier that I'm happy now? Which was not the case at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see why it would be hard for a parent, but it's also like part of being a parent is putting your kid above yourself.
Yeah.
And so like, I can recognize that, like, oh, like what, like, I don't know. I've never been in that situation, but I can recognize that it would be hard, but also like, you can't be selfish and be like, well, no, because I want you to be X. So I'm just not going to talk to you now.
Well, we think not the asshole. There's no other post by this person, so I don't have much else to follow up. They've got some comments, but I don't want to read through all of them. So yeah. I think probably they're okay. I hope they find the understanding, because it is still hard to have that with your parents, where they don't, you know, you don't have that understanding. You don't feel like they really are happy for you or care about you. Like, to live through that is difficult. Even when I had no relationship with my family, it was still hard to know that I didn't have a relationship with them, even though it was better at the time. So I don't know. I hope they're okay. I hope the mom gets on board.
Yep.
So we'll take our break. And when we come back, we have a very relevant and special, have you heard about this?
We back?
Yeah, we are.
Oh my God, we're back.
Yeah, it's been 13 days since we first started recording this, so things have changed in the country. Currently, I'm wearing my control headband so that they know where I am at all times, so that's good. It's more comfortable than you think. Like, at first, they put it on you, lock it to your head, and you feel that electric buzz of the bomb activating. But like, now I'm used to it. It's weird in the shower still. It makes it hard to wash my hair, but otherwise, I think this is the best thing we could do for the people of this country.
This took a turn. My mom got vaccinated last week, so she's microchipped now. Bill Gates can read her thoughts.
That's so nice. Maybe he'll read something in there where she's like, I just hope everyone has a good day. And then he's like, let's make it happen.
For Mary.
Yeah. Mary has asked that I don't take the Lord's name in vain when she joins us on the podcast. And I'm going to do my best. But until then, I'm going to take it in vain like way more often to try to get it out of my system.
I'm going to take it in vain even harder.
Yeah. My vein's going to be full of the Lord's name.
I saw a really good tweet that was like, I'm pretty sure when they said don't take the Lord's name in vain, they meant this actually. And it was someone outside of like the burning Capitol building holding up a sign that said like Jesus saves or something. I was like, yeah, this is worse than saying, God damn it.
Pretty Rebecca sure. Ann Lynch, how dare you?
That's what she just said when she listened to this, I'm sure.
I do think that's funny. Sometimes I just go Rebecca Ann and Beck will be like, you sound like my mom. Yeah. I expect that's like a lot of your conversations have that in there somewhere, no matter what.
I don't know why
is.
Today, but so I went for a walk this morning to get a bagel. And gross.
What kind of bagel?
It's a jalapeno cheddar bagel.
Oh, those are my favorite.
Yeah, it's really good. It's from Einstein Brothers. Mm-hmm, there's one that's like, it's like a 15-minute walk from my apartment, which is like perfect length. I put on a podcast, go walk, get my bagel. Mm-hmm. Walk home. For whatever reason, they were like, what's the name for the order? And I said Rebecca. And I don't know why I said that.
I only call you that when I'm doing it on purpose.
I know. I don't know what came over me. And I was like, why did I just say that?
Then they called it and you were like, who? Oh, right.
I think I might start doing that actually, though, because especially with the masks on, I found that people have a hard time. Like when I say Becca, like they don't always hear it right. Versus like Rebecca sounds a lot more distinct.
What do they put instead of Becca when you say Becca?
No, it's not Borka. That they get it wrong. It's that people have to ask like two or three times with the mask on for whatever reason. I think just because it's shorter, you can't write, like you can't like parse it out.
So, be like, my name is B dollar sign. Please write that on the cup.
All right. Well, we have a really topical. Have you heard about this for today? So, given the news, we're not a political podcast, so we're just going to bring you the facts of the day.
So today, you know, in a special edition of Hi Hat, we're talking about Antifa. And I know this is a serious topic, so we're not going to be too silly with it. I want to be clear, like, in the coming out of the events that happened this week, a lot of people are pointing fingers at it and saying, oh, those are Antifa. Antifa's there. They're organized. They're ready. They're coming in and they're tricking people. That guy with the American flag on his face.
Are you saying Antifa?
Yeah.
Like Antifa, not Antifa.
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 Antifa?
Antifa.
Antifa. How do you say it?
Antifa. The emphasis Antifa. On the T. Antifa.
No, because it's anti-fascist, so Antifa.
I know, but everyone's made it into a word, but Antifa sounds weird because pho isn't a word. It's short, so they made it Antifa.
Antifa.
It's shorter. No. I'm not going to be able to do this if you're going to say it like that.
Okay. I got to look it up and hear how other people are saying
Antifa.
Antifa.
I said it, Antifa. It has an emphasis on the T-I.
Antifa.
Yeah, the emphasis on the T-I. Because that makes it sound like it's
I
like
see
a
it.
Word.
Actually, the pronunciation on Wiktionary is both ways.
Don't like that. As a founding member, I can tell you it's pronounced Antifa.
Antifa. I'm not going to remember to say Antifa.
All right, we'll go ahead with your fun facts.
They're
I'm
not
sorry,
fun
not,
facts,
not
Becca.
Fun.
These
We're
are
doing
serious.
This very
Listen,
seriously.
This country is being dragged apart
by
the fascists
and the
Antifa. Antifa.
Antifa.
So we want to clear up some misconceptions and give you some information on this. This is very
I'm
serious.
I'm going to tweet out a poll from the Twitter right now.
So Antifa, of course... You know, they have a long history. This is not a new group in the United States. They were founded in 1969 in response to Big Pha's push into politics in the U.S. And we started to see that, kind of changed the way in which people interacted with the conservative parts of the government. And it became very, very leaning to the right and gun laws, you know, making sure everybody has guns so they can go out and shoot people like just daily. And Big Fa really pushed that, the message that the left was coming for your guns. So Antifa was founded to fight that. And early on, there was some confusion in the name, right? Because you hear Antifa and you're like, okay, what does that actually mean? And so it actually led to a sub-branch of the group who doesn't like soup and noodles. They go by Antifa. So that's important to be clear. There are two groups using that name. Also, Antifa still doesn't support fascists. They're very clear on that. They said, there's two things we don't like, pho soup and pho. So, then everyone knows Antifa is a massively organized group. You know, we have regular chapter meetings. Oops, they have regular chapter meetings. You know, they make sure that you're all within the rules. You're all dressed the same. You've got your Antifa outfit, which is just a jumper with a rainbow flag patch kind of on the ass. And actually, the first meeting you go to, you're required. It's in the bylaws. You are required to bring a baked good to the first meeting. And it's just friendly. They're trying to make sure you get to know everybody. They are very clear, though, that it can't be gingerbread cookies. And then the Antifa head office located in Portland, but Portland, Maine, which confuses a lot of people who think they work out of Portland, Oregon. But of course, the original founder, Antifa-corian, preferred the East Coast. She liked having the seasons up in Maine. She loved a good nor'easter. And so kind of in honor of what she brought to the group in founding it, we keep our office up in Portland, Maine. Current membership numbers in the tens of thousands with active chapters in each major city in the country. They're organized, they're trained, and they're ready to strike with military-grade equipment. And oops, no, wait, that's white supremacist militias and Proud Boy groups. My bad. But, you know, you hear defund the police, fuck the police, all cops are bastards. So I want to be clear, Antifa is not against all police. They openly support Paul Blart, Mall Cop, and he's a true champion for the people. They recognize the work he's done to fight corruption within his own department and in the wider police kind of state in the U.S. here. But to be clear, they do remain against McGruff the crime dog after allegations of him being a bad dog surfaced. So they do draw the line there.
And thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, that was some deep research I did. It took weeks to put this together, which is why we head into the segment in a minute. A lot of time on the phone, a lot of digging. Digging through news archives and microfilm at the local library and late nights in a trench coat, just really digging into this. And that's Have You Heard About This?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was nice. Let's play your dumb game.
All right. You only think it's dumb because you've never won it.
Okay.
All right. So
don't
I
you think
posts.
Tetris is dumb because you never win it?
No, I like Tetris even though I never win. I have five posts. One of them is fake. I'm going to read all the titles. Jess has to guess which one is fake.
I'm very good at this.
Pick a number between one and five.
Five.
All right. Am I the asshole for joking that my roommate, quote, shouldn't be a teacher because she didn't know that a square was a rectangle? Would I be the asshole if I bought a bird? Am I the asshole for saying Dick Cheney used to be hot? Am I the asshole for wishing I was deaf? And am I the asshole for hanging up the phone when my friend told me his dog died?
Are you going to read them again? Okay.
Yeah, real quick. Am I the asshole for joking my roommate shouldn't be a teacher because she didn't know that a square was a rectangle? Would I be the asshole if I bought a bird? Am I the asshole for saying Dick Cheney used to be hot? Am I the asshole for wishing I was deaf? And am I the asshole for hanging up the phone when my friend told me his dog died?
I'm going to say it's the wishing I was deaf because that person is an asshole. I've decided.
You're wrong. It's Dick Cheney.
Dick fucking Cheney.
I got the idea because I searched Dick Cheney in the Am I the Asshole search and nothing came up. And I was like, that's surprising. But what did come up was a subreddit, which is when I started saying, oh, my God, oh, my God. It has 75 members and it is called r/Dick Cheney fanfic.
Did he used to be hot? Should we look?
No, I don't think so.
I'm looking.
Young Dick Cheney. There's just a post on this page. It's posted 6 years ago. It's called Dick Cheney, A True American Hero, Chapter 1.
Chapter 1.
It was the first time I saw him. I was at the gym working on my sweet gains. Then he sat down near me. He was lifting, looking so fine that, I don't know what that means, someone would be flabbergasted. He wore a white tank top drenched in sweat. I could see the outline of his bulging pectoral muscles through his shirt. His biceps rippled with each press of the weights. I was too shy to start a conversation with him after he finished. Oh, my God.
Should we start a new podcast just to read posts from Dick Cheney fanfic? I don't think he was attractive.
There's a poem.
Why?
Okay, I'm going to read this Dick Cheney poem. You mesmerize slowly until I can't believe my eyes. Obsession controls me. What you give just serves me right. Without warning, you are here. Like magic, you appear. I taste the fear.
I don't like it. Unsubscribe.
Wow. No one has posted in this for 2 years.
You should try to claim it and become the new mod. That could be your job now, is to moderate that community.
Oh, God. All right. That took a turn. We'll do one more short post, then we'll wrap it up.
Do the one called Rich People Problems.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll do that. It's loading. My internet's really slow today. I don't know why. Am I the asshole for telling my wife that the only reason she says money doesn't matter is because we're rich? I, 48, male, and my wife, 47, female, both have very well-paying jobs. I'm a pediatric doctor, yep, and she is an attorney, yep, which have followed us and our kids, 20, female, 17, male, and 15, male, to have a more than comfortable lifestyle. My wife has a tendency to say things like, money doesn't matter, and material things don't matter, and she says them all the time, which kind of irks me, because she's right. But I was raised in a poor family. I know that she wouldn't be saying the same thing if we were middle class, but I haven't said anything up until this morning. I made a comment about needing a better watch, and my wife was saying her usual money doesn't matter. I told her that she was only saying that because we're rich. She's never experienced being without money in any sense. Predictably, she got upset with me, and now I'm wondering if perhaps I overreacted and went too far. No.
No, not at all. No. I think that's an important distinction to make, is that, like, you only have that opinion and can only say those, like, stupid, like, oh, money doesn't matter. It's about friends. Like, yeah. Because you have money and you've never had to worry about it.
Yep. Yep. This one's an easy one.
Yeah. David was right. This is rich people problems. But I appreciate that the guy, who is a doctor, he
grew up so broke, probably not though,
terrible.
So
yeah,
like
he gets it. He's like, we are lucky to be where we are. And I'm glad, too, that they... I hope that he teaches his kids that money does matter and they're lucky to have it and they should understand the privilege that comes with that.
Well, yeah, and it's such a rich person thing to say, because there are actually studies that show money does actually impact happiness.
You're stressed and happiness level up to a certain point.
Up to a certain level and then it kind of plateaus. I think it's like 100K or something as a household income. It's like once you reach that point.
Depending on where you live.
Right, but like, okay, let's say like in the Midwest, okay. Like once you hit that point, you can kind of assume like your basic needs are met. You have a little bit of extra income to do fun things and probably enough to save, right? And so
you can pay to hunt a human being and like it doesn't dent your reserves.
I don't know much about that market, but I feel like it would cost quite a bit.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, no. Not the asshole. This one's silly.
cut and dry. That's one to end on. And we love when people recognize their privilege. You love to see that.
Growth.
Yeah. Good for him. Good for you, Dr. Pediatric.
All right. Well, we're going to pick one of these and we'll tweet it out as a poll now.
Yeah. To see, so you're going to see it before you hear this if you follow us. And if you don't,
this is why
us,
you need to follow us
at
on Twitter.
The Unholy Pod. We interact too. You know, if you've ever wanted to know what goes on in our heads, hit us up on Twitter and we're happy to tell you. But be prepared, you will have nightmares after.
Yep.
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 Okay, bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for listening.